Because you won't have any. You won't have to try to love people because his love in you will be for everybody. You won't be racist. You won't hate homosexuals. You'll love everybody. You'll love with the love of God. There's not a person that had to go to hell because they would not allow their sin and their guilt to be taken to the cross. There's not a person in hell because God doesn't love them. The only people in hell are people who had to pay the punishment for their sin because they would not humble themselves and give that sin and that guilt to Jesus Christ. That's it. Who's in hell? People who did not humble themselves. And you know, there's a scripture that says, if you didn't know it was against the laws of God, it's not guilt for you. But God's going to handle all that. He's so just. He's so just. He even went back and preached to those that already died on all that stuff. Anyway, it's amazing. Let's go on with this. 19. Psalms 3:19. But we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those within the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may be under judgment of God. Because by works of law, not one of all flesh will be justified before him. For through law is full knowledge of sin. But now a righteousness of God has been revealed apart from law, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith of Christ Jesus towards all and upon all those believing, for there is no difference, for all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption in Christ Jesus, in whom God set forth as a propitiation through faith in his blood, as a demonstration of his righteousness through the passing over of the sins that had taken place before in the forbearance of God. For a demonstration of his righteousness in the present time, for his being just and justifying the one that is of the faith of Jesus. Then where is the boasting if it was excluded? Through what law of works? No, but through the law of faith. Then we conclude a man to be justified by faith without works of law. Or is he the God of the Jews only and not also of the nations? Yes, of the nations also. So since it is one God who will justify circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith, there is the law annulled through faith. Is the law annulled through faith? Let it not be, but we establish a law. I'm not going to keep going. This could be another whole teaching. But what he's talking about there, what Jesus Christ did not do away with the law. It fulfilled the law. Jesus Christ did not say, now you don't have to do any of this law. It's all over. He said, now through all your sins and the guilt is taken, and now through me, by me living in you, you're going to fulfill all of the law. You fulfill that when you die to self and being led by the flesh and you live for the Spirit. You know, tonight, I believe God is really talking to us to truly, truly, truly die to living for the flesh. Not in some religious, boring way of outward appearance and holier than thou, trying to follow laws with an attitude and bondage. But that he is saying, will you surrender your flesh and being led by it? Will you let go of any sin that still is operating in your life? And will you, by the fear of God, give the guilt of your past to the cross and just be thankful that God has set you free? Will you see that you too, except for the grace of God, are a sinner? You have messed up. It's not a matter of did you mess up more than they messed up, because we're not even in that hierarchy of comparisons anymore. Is there anyone in here who honestly believes they have never, ever messed up? Now, if you're here, that's fine. We just need to see you. All right. Is there anyone here who's getting enough fear of the Lord to realize that comparing your mess ups to someone else's mess up is foolishness? Do you get that? Do you get it? Your mess up has nothing to do with somebody else's mess up and vice versa. Do you get that? It's irrelevant. Do you get that? Okay. What the devil did to you compared to what he did to somebody else is really completely understood by God. And he made the exact same way of escape for you as he did for someone who's never been a victim, if you can find that person anywhere. Do you understand that? Bitterness comes from believing that God wasn't fair to you. And your life is worse than everybody else's. And your background is worse than everybody else's. And it causes a poor me, or look how bad I am, or I know I deserve to have a lousy life. No one was created by God to have a lousy life. Do you get that? No one was created by God to have a miserable, lousy life. But Satan got into became the God of this world and made people have lousy lives, okay? You don't compare your lousy and don't compare your good. Just what you have is what you have. Can you get that? Who you are, what you have, what the enemy's done to you, that's where it is for you, all right? All of it can go to the cross. The guilt can go to the cross. If you really get this revelation, all the sickness can go to the cross. All the areas where you've been damaged, whether it's been brain damage, physical damage, anything that Satan has done in your life can also go to the cross. And you can be made completely whole. Wow. So, don't blame God for what the enemy did, but embrace God for what he did to set you free from what the enemy did. From tonight on, get your eyes on what Jesus did and off of what the devil did. From this night on, get your eyes on who you are becoming in Christ and not how Satan messed you up. Get your eyes on Christ. Ask for a full revelation of Jesus Christ, and it will destroy anything in your past. It will destroy brain damage. It will destroy sickness. It will destroy anything. 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 It'll be the same power that Jesus Christ, when he revealed himself on the earth, brought forth. If you will let Jesus Christ reveal himself to you, you'll be completely healed, completely delivered, completely set free, completely whole. Completely. But as long as guilt and sin and bitterness and shame pulls you back, it's kind of like, here you are, you know, here's the kingdom of God where you break through and everything become new. And here Satan has these chains on your feet. So you get your nose in, you get your hands in a little bit. Oh, look at me, my face is in here. But he's still holding you back. And so the healing doesn't come. The deliverance doesn't come. The complete breakthrough is not coming. Folks, it's time to get your eyes on Jesus through the cross and let it break. The day's going to come. You know what? You get your eyes focused on Christ. And when you break through to that place, what's going to happen is you're going to see him. You're going to have a revelation of Jesus. You are going to see him. You're going to see him. However he chooses to reveal himself to you, you're going to see him. See, the reason my sorrow and my grief left is, first of all, I chose not to be led by the flesh. When my daughter died, the night she died, let me tell you, the minute she died, I clicked into the Spirit. Thank God, I don't care if people believe me or not. Thank God, I can't imagine, and I don't want to imagine how horrible it would have been had I been led by the flesh. I'd have lost my mind. I'd have lost my mind. My 7-year-old sweet little daughter head gets cut off in front of me. I would lose my mind. Come on. Her blood is all over me. I would have freaked out. I chose. And thank God he sent grace. And thank God he had angels all around me. And thank God he was there. And the cloud of witness was cheering me on, including my daughter in it already, going, come on, don't go by the flesh. And I abided in Christ. And I listened for God. And I said, God, what do I do? God, how do I do this? And he got me through it. And you could get the book, Joy Comes in the Morning. But right then, there was the choice. Am I going to be led by the Spirit or led by the flesh? And he sent so much grace. He's like, send extra grace. We don't want her to miss this. And the whole episode, everything I went through that day, everything, the decisions I made, all the way to the point of sorrow and grief taken over because the flesh got in and me saying no. And going in and beginning to praise God, choosing to praise him. Led by his Spirit to praise him, not realizing the spiritual law of that he will take heaviness and give me a garment, that the garment of praise will take off heaviness. Not knowing I was following spiritual law, because I didn't have to know all the laws. I had to know the law maker. I had to know the one who makes those spiritual laws. See, if I'm led by the Spirit, he knows the laws. And he led me to a place of thanking God. You shall enter his courts with thanksgiving, not with grief, not with grumbling, not with griping, not with sorrow, with thanks. God, I thank you for this. God, I thank you for this. Until the presence of God overtook me, until he won the victory. And I've never had sorrow and grief for 1 second since, for 15 years. That's not normal. Oh, it's not normal if you're led by the flesh. It's totally impossible if you don't know Christ. But I don't care what you're facing. He is that real if you will be led by the Spirit. And you will find miracles. You will find miracle after miracle after miracle. You will live in miracles. You will live in the promises of God. You will live in the presence of God. And it will forever change you. And what was meant for evil, he will turn it to good. And you won't be a victim. You will be victorious. And Satan will wish he had never, ever, ever tried to stop you from where you were hitting before he moved in to try to destroy you. When Satan tries to stop you and God wins, Satan loses big. But if he really attacks you, and you give into the flesh, you're going to go through a horrible crisis. Because following the flesh brings death. This isn't like, oh God, if you don't. No, what do you decide? What do you decide? What do you decide? Where are you going to click in? What kind of relationship do you have with God? What kind of, do you read your Bible? Do you spend time praying? Do you spend time seeking the Lord? Do you spend time on your face before God, not in works, not trying to put in the hours, but in relationship. It's not to prevent bad things. It's just because he's so good, and then being so good, he takes care of everything. Thank God for God. I love him. I love this God we serve. I'm not ashamed. I just thank God he's changed me so people can see him more. I want the full knowledge. Wow. The full knowledge of Jesus Christ, the Bible said, when we looked at that in 1st or 2nd Peter last week, the full knowledge. Wow. You get the full knowledge of Jesus Christ and you can't be sick. You get the full knowledge of Jesus Christ and every creative miracle you need, you will have. You get the full knowledge of Jesus Christ and you absolutely will have the finances for everything you need. I don't need a revelation that isn't about him. He is the revelation. He's all we need. He's everything. He's so awesome. He is so awesome. But it was decision after decision when I went through that. Don't think that I woke up in the morning and I was just floating around the Holy Ghost. To even sleep was supernatural. And then to get up and realize, oh my God, to pick out a coffin, to pick out the clothes, to pick out, that's horrible. There were a few times my flesh was like, oh, you can't believe it's happening, but oh God, God, I praise you. God, I thank you. God, thank you for who you are. Constantly battling the enemy. Sometimes you may have to battle for a year, folks. Sometimes it may not just be this easy thing to break through and tell your flesh, no. Say to no, there's no condemnation. Well, if you had just not done that, if you, shut up, devil, you have no authority. It doesn't matter what I did wrong. It doesn't matter what I did wrong when I missed the warning of the Lord, because I didn't have the fear of the Lord then. To break the power of the curse that was spoken over our family by an insurance man. It didn't matter that I messed that up because that's over. I have repented of that. That was on the cross and the guilt was on the cross. And because I let go of it and I let go of the guilt, I'm not destroyed. But had I not let go of it, had I hung on to the guilt, had I tried to blame everybody else, had I tried to blame my husband and blame the insurance man and blame this and blame the church, and I'm not saying I did this perfect. There were some wavy spots and all that getting through. But I'm going to tell you what, had I blamed myself, it wouldn't be the same story. I'd be eaten up with condemnation. I'd have no joy, no peace. Thank God that he doesn't give up. Thank God he's right there with his word. Thank God he's constantly pulling us to victory, pulling us to himself, pulling us to the cross. I don't care where you are. This is a Victim No More conference. I don't care where you are. I don't care where you are. I don't care how much you messed up. I don't care how bad you blew everything. I'm telling you tonight, you had better put the sin part of it on the cross and let the guilt go with it. And look at God right now and say, starting right now, I want to be led by the Spirit. I want to do things according to the fear of the Lord. And life is going to be different. And there's not another day of me being a victim. And when I feel these things coming up in me, I'm not going to just let them have their heyday and yell at people and blame people and knock and kick people out and do whatever you do with your mess and run here and cry and boo-hoo and ever and complain and gripe. No. I'm going to sit down before God and say, what is this in me? And how did I let this handle things? Get it out of me. Get it out of me. Ask God, show me what's in me that's not me.